Well, good day everyone everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and today is our live prophecy reality edition. So everyone, welcome to the room. If you're listening on a Wednesday morning, it is likely live, so come on over to FirstAmendmentRadio.net and click on the chat button there and join us in the chat room. Well, today we're going to look at some items in the news from WW in the chat room, who graciously places some links in there, which piqued my interest. Also from Michael, my previous board, producer, sends me some articles occasionally. So we'll look at some of those in the first hour. Or in the first segment. In the second segment, I think we're going to jump back into when the third temple is built and continue that as an ongoing segment. And then in the second hour, we're going to devote the whole hour to what is it? Oh, this is it. The History of Apocalyptic Interpretation by E.B. Eliot. Very educational if you're interested in prophecy and what the church has thought about the book of Revelation. Well, more than what they thought about, but those men that actually sat down and put pen to paper and wrote about it. So you can stick around and see what the early church fathers, which are our pre or our forefathers, thought about the book of Revelation. Very eye-opening indeed. Okay, well, let's start with our scripture for the day. Got to do that. Let's see. We'll even put this on the desktop for everyone that's watching. Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 11. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, that means put to death, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when you lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. And he goes on that well, he calls us the elect of God, holy and beloved. And I'll receive that. And hopefully you have received it and you are walking and living in Christ as a reality, that you are part of the remnant, the elect, the few, even in the visible church on earth. Okay, we're going to take a look at some of these news items, see if we can get through them. First, let's see, I don't know. This is public schools are banning children from having best friends. Public schools. But this is in England. Are banning common concept around the world, especially with children, best friends. The only reason I would bring up an article like this is to tell believers, yeah, especially the remnant, if not the entire church, to get your children out of the public schools. This is getting ridiculous. if you can't have best friends, you're going to end up lonely and alone. Okay? It's difficult enough to make good friends in this world, but banning best friends is not the way to go. And on that vein, and we're going to get to it, we have another article here. This one Michael sent to me, and this one is, the study is more than 25% of California kids are gender non-conforming. And I would say that this is as a result of the public schools, because where else would they get this kind of a survey? They aren't going to homeschooled or non-schooled children. They're going to California kids. And remember, when God separates the sheep from the goats, parents, you don't want any kids, okay? You want all of yours to be lambs of God. We want to be the children of God. So they're gender non-conforming. And this is the confusion that we have going on over here in the state of California. Now, I'm on land in California, but I'm not in the state, because you can't be in a fiction except in your mind. And most people are living in a fiction anyway, but I will not go further into that today. For those wondering whether the gender insanity preached in government schools across America was having an effect, well, we seem to have an answer, and it's not pretty. According to a study by researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, more than 25% of children aged 12 to 17 in that state are viewed as gender non-conforming at school. So definitely public school here. And the numbers are likely to keep rising. Now, this is what they're teaching to the children in California. Now, Jerry Brown, the Jesuit-trained governor of California, he made a remark because of the fires up north in California and a lot of the judgment, I'll call it what it is, judgment or natural disasters that have fallen on California and are continuing to fall. I mean, we just lost, like almost 50 people to mudslides, besides all the fires and now our continued drought. We had 2 years of normal rainfall after a 5-year drought. And apparently this year we're in a drought again. The high pressure just will not let up, and all of the rain is just going around the state of California, though we are getting snowpack. I will admit that at least the snow is falling on the mountains. But it's a judgment on California. But the Jesuit-trained governor of California, as a Jesuit priest, he made a declaration, I think it was last month or the month before, that he said that God is judging California, or he talked about the judgments in California as being a judgment of God. But he said it was because President Trump is not signing up for the worldwide geoengineering, global warming nonsense at the UN, because he's withdrawn for that and withdrawn funding from it and not participating. He says that God is judging America, especially California. Well, I got news for Jerry Brown. God is not judging California because of what Donald Trump is doing, which makes a lot of sense to me. Why should we be involved in that nonsense anyway? But because of things like this, Jerry Brown, our Jesuit-trained governor, is pushing this gender confusion in the schools. So he's polluting the minds of children worthy of judgment. And of course, he wants to continue. Plus a forced, vaccinations. Pumping children full of vaccinations that are made with unclean animals and aborted dead babies, okay? There's a lot of these. Plus, they're killing children with these vaccines. So all I got to say, especially in California, if not the entire world, if you love God and if you love your children, even if you don't love God, if you love your children, you should get them out of public schools. And we'll go back to a comment I made several weeks ago that Christian churches need to get together in small towns and communities. And they need to get together and they need to start a homeschool or private school for their community churches together. They need to get together to pull their children out of public schools. Now, I wish I knew someone who was an administrator in public education that could work on something like this and get it going in at least one place on, you know, so that there could be some kind of model or setup for doing this. Because, you know, the benefits would be just beyond belief if this could happen. But until then, parents are going to have to individually pull their children out of the public school systems. It would be easier if the schools, if the churches and communities came together, put together at least one Christian community school that would be, you know, at least have some classes, not run like a public school, but to help come along, have administrators come alongside parents and help them, and also have a place in daycare and education together to keep them out of the public schools and keep them away from this gender confusion, rather than having our children trained by witches and warlocks and into the worship of humanism and the idolatry of statism. Okay, well, enough said on that. Let me check the chat room here, see if we got any comments or anything or questions before I move on. Nutty says, first time ever in a chat room. Wow. Yes, Nutty is here, Wacky's sister. Okay, well, welcome to the chat room, Nutty. Sent out a lot of notifications, and amazingly, very few people show up. They, California, didn't pay their UN weather machine tax. Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, glad to see there's a few in the chat room joining and enjoying the broadcast there. We also have a phone number you can call in. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the chat room there. 559-797-8537. One more time. 559-797-8537. Okay. Now let's see what our next one. Ah, California is really hitting the news today for me. New California. I love it. I can't wait because I found out I'm located in New California now. A number of years ago, there was a movement. It was called Six Californias. They tried to get it on the budget to break up California into six states. It was a good plan. I think they should have gone for it. I like it better. The more it's broken up, the better it is. I mean, you take California, break it up into six states, and each one of those is still bigger than, you know, five of the smallest states in California, bigger than, you know, probably 20 of the smallest nations on Earth. Still, so I think breaking up California into two states, New California, would be a great idea. Likelihood could have happening. Well, it could happen. I'm hopeful. The movement seems to still be alive to break up California, and that way they can keep, you know, Governor Moonbeam over there in Old California, and us over in New California, we can run our business as a majority rural counties, because that's what we have. I live in a rural county, mostly agriculture, and they want new old California to be from LA to San Francisco and Sacramento County, and let them have the whole coastline there, and we'll take the northern and the southern coast and the innermost parts of the state, which are mostly rural and have less population than New California, which would actually be smaller. But still, we don't need those people way, way, way up there in Sacramento telling us what to do down here in Tulare County or the Southern Sierra or wherever we're at in New California. So I really like it. Declares independence to become a 51st U.S. state, and it may be a lot of the same people involved in this that was in the Six Californias initiative, but this may be just one step. If they can do this, then maybe then we can continue the breakup. I think two of the six Californias were encompassed in the old California area, but you see, the new California is very, very large, and probably half of that land is owned by guess who? Uncle Sam, the federal government. Yeah, we need to. Uncle Sam needs to sell all that property to, or give it to the states, or have another land rush. Let people apply for it. Give us some more land patents. I'd like to see that. Anyway, so you can check out those articles. I believe the this is in the Telegraph. That's Telegraff. So if you go to thetelegraph.com, you'll find that article there. On all you got to do is put New California in a search engine. I'm sure you'll find plenty of articles on it. Hopefully they get on the ballot, and they failed to make the ballot last time. So, like I said, we are hopeful here on the land in California where I live that we can break away from that monstrosity of, yeah, that would be nice. Okay, let's see. Well, we got a few minutes left before the break. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to jump into and continue, because I want to put the entire book with a commentary on YouTube so people can do. And we're going to start and pick up in part two of boy, everything doesn't show up on the screen too well. Too much glare, I guess. When the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin. So you're going to want to stick around for that. What does he mean? The rapture play will begin. Well, you can get the book for free by going to my website at crosstheborder.org. That's C-R-O-S-S, as in cross the border, .org. And click on the free ebook tab there, and you can request the rapture will be canceled, or when the third temple is built. Or if you already have those and read them and then put a review on Amazon, then you can request any books that we have, that we're selling, that we publish at Cross the Border Publishing. So make sure you take advantage of that there. Well, I guess I need one more news item. What could it be? See, WW2, World War II, huh? In the chat room? Mm-hmm. Since man said, we want a king like the other nation, God has allowed us to mess it up ourselves. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, everything is going according to plan. The revelation is unfolding quite neatly. Everything that God foretold in his book is coming to pass. And that's what we talk about in a lot on this Prophecy Reality broadcast, how the Revelation was a book of the things which are, and he talked about the seven churches and the things which must shortly come to pass, and they began, the Revelation began in its commencement to shortly come to pass in the first century, and it's been unfolding continually. And if you listen, I've been replaying during the week my series on History Unveiling Prophecy by H. Grant Anginnis, or Time as an Interpreter. And so if you're listening during the rest of the week when this in this time slot, you can hear that in the second hour going through History Unveiling Prophecy. Another great book that is available at my website. You can purchase these, or you can get, like I said, PDF for free. I'm not making enough money in book sales to even pay for my time in doing all of this editing and making these books available. But some people do like them. And another thing I just finished and published this weekend, if you go to my website, you know, that would be a good place to start. You'll see it there. There's a link in the chat room. How about that? It says, visit Cross the Border. So if we just click on that in the right-hand column, you'll see that in the right-hand column of my website, I put up History Unveiling Prophecy, or Time as Interpreter. You can purchase that. But just newly published is the Hori Apocalypticae. And this is, here, I'll put that. If you click on it, it'll take you to our author site. And this is Horae Apocalypticae Volume 1. And this is called the Reformation Quincentennial Edition. I finally went through every single word and reread the entire thing, and I'm going through Volume 2. So this year I'm going to publish the entire set of the Horae Apocalypticae, perfectly done. And it's available in hardback and paperback. So you can get it either way, hardcover or paperback. See, it's pretty pricey for hardcover. And the paperback is $10 or $15 less or something like that, I forget. But you can see if it's the Reformation Quincentennial Edition, doing this for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, it will have a brown band on the cover. And so only buy the first one, and you got to wait for Volume 2, 3, and 4 to be published. But by the time you read Volume 1, I'll have Volume 2 published in the Quincentennial Edition. The Reformation Quincentennial Edition. Of course, quincentennial means the 500th year anniversary edition of the Reformation. So, anyway, I'm very delighted. No further editing is needed on this, on the Horae Apocalypticae to, update some of the sentences but we're not changing the content of the book at all. When I get to the end and we get nearer, I may add a chapter or so to the fourth edition, just to bring it up to date. Because, of course, you know, E.B. Eliot finished the Horae Apocalypticae in 1865. So we got some odd years to fill in there. So we'll probably add an extra chapter or a supplement to the last volume there. So you'll look forward to that, because I haven't written it yet, but I've done enough study over the last 12 years and from my other publications, and that I should be able to do something that's comparable to his work that would be complementary to fill in the last era of the Horae Apocalypticae, the missing era, the interim era between when he finished it and the time that I published the Quincentennial Reformation edition. Okay, you've been listening to Cross the Border, our Prophecy Reality Edition. I want to thank you so much for listening to this session. Stick around. Next session, we will be going into when the Third Temple is built.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more, using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.